Good evening, my dear friends. It's Saturday evening, and we gather around this table of love to share thoughts, spiritual thoughts, reflections for the coming new day. But first, I invite you to light a candle for peace in this beautiful world, the Cathedral of God, where many of the children of God, our brothers and sisters, are wounded, hurting in mind, in body and spirit. So we light this light, sending healing life force energy out to the children of God, wherever they may be, excuse me, in the world. So let us be still now, let us relax, and let us come into our heart, our teacher. And as we gaze at the flame on our candle, it's moving gently, peacefully, and it symbolizes the light of all that is sacred to you. Focus on this light. It is the Christ light, the cosmic consciousness of Christ, who calls you by name, who calls you to a place of stillness, a place of beauty, a place that will empower you, take your power back from your demons, and embrace what God sees in you. Be at peace now, and let us just relax and sense the peace of all the angelic realm, the messengers of God. But they're waiting for you to ask them to come to you. And that is the wonderful thing about being a child of God. We are given free will to choose or to walk away. So as we sit quietly in our oasis of love, we are mindful that all around us, outside in the world, there is chaos. Man's inhumanity to man is evident in the wars and the barbaric treatment of women and children, where there seems to be a complete disregard for human life, where the sanctity of life is inconsequential. So as we sit in the presence of God, let us just allow ourselves to relax in our mind, in our body and in our spirit, and sense the peace of the sacred. Just relax now. Our first reading is a scriptural reading, and it's looking at Psalm 84, verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord! This psalm was sung while pilgrims were traveling to Jerusalem to worship God at his temple. They had to go to God. It was a big trip and a lot of hassle. Today we don't have to go anywhere. We live in a temple. We are the temple. The temple of God. Wherever we are, God's presence goes with us. Though God is always with us, we still must draw near to him through the word and prayer in order to consciously enjoy His presence. Today, pause and enjoy the privilege that is yours. To be near to God. Even the sparrow finds a home there, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young. At a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Let us reflect on those words. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord God Almighty. What is that saying to you? How lovely is your dwelling place? For those who surrender their heart to God, they experience a taste of heaven. They are given glimpses of heaven in prayer because they're given the inner peace of God. And Psalm 84, verse 6, when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs where pools of blessing collect after the rains. This is a song that was sung during the annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem. On their way to the holy city, many of God's people encountered difficult times. The journey was hazardous at times and could bring them to tears. Excuse me. But they kept going because they knew they were on the highway to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, they actually became spiritually refreshed. The Lord has not promised us any more tears. As we walk with Him towards our heavenly Jerusalem, but the difficulties will be transformed by the refreshing rain of the Holy Spirit. Are you in the valley of weeping tonight? Are you feeling spiritually depleted or dry? Let me pray for you. Father, Mother, God in heaven, we thank you that you see all our tears. You know how discouraged we can feel. Please give special strength today. Pour out the refreshing power of your Spirit and cause there to be refreshing springs in our lives. May there be so much blessing poured out that it pools in the places that were the driest. That our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And many become disillusioned on the spiritual journey as a pilgrim seeking divine intimacy. There's an expectation that it'll all be roses, Hollywood bound. There are days when one feels good on the spiritual path, but they're few and far between. Most days, the soul is dry and arid. It's clinging for dear life to God's word. Trust me, do not be afraid. But we must expect the dry times, because it's in the dry times that we appreciate the times when God's rain comes with many blessings. It allows us to appreciate and not take for granted, like so many do today. There is a tendency today for the children of God to become very wrapped up in self. And everything you hear is me, 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 me. I want, I will get, I have needs. And the new God today that's blighting the lives of many on the spiritual path is the God of consumerism. So many earnest souls who seek the love of their God begin with the right footings, but then when they hit a low, instead of staying solid and trusting in their heart, they give up, they give in, they turn in on themselves, and they allow the negative mindsets from their ego and their head center to discourage them, causing soul entrapment. It is a pitiful sight when you see a beautiful child of God who've dedicated their lives to God to begin making excuses. But God is a loving God, and God is a forgiving God, and he will go on knocking on the door of our heart until we say yes. He's persistent, which is a good thing. And these are the words I share with you from the Cosmic Christ in a beautiful little book called Jesus Calling. Wait patiently with me while I bless you. Don't rush into my presence with time consciousness, gnawing at your mind. I dwell in timelessness. I am, I was, I will always be. For you, time is a protection. You're a frail creature who can handle only 24-hour segments of life. Time can also be a tyrant, ticking away relentlessly in your mind. Learn to master time, or it will become your master. Though you are a time-bound creature, seek to meet me in timelessness. As you focus on my presence, the demands of time and tasks will diminish. I will bless you and I will keep you, making my face shine upon you graciously, giving you peace. Wait patiently for me while I bless you. These are beautiful words, and they come from the Christ himself to you this evening. And he's asking us to wait. He's asking us to be still. So let us be still now. Come with me for a short meditation here in our monastery garden. The heat wave has subsided. There is the trickle of raindrops, much welcomed, and there is a gentle breeze. And you find shelter under the cherry tree, where the leaves have formed a canopy, just like an umbrella. I would like you to sit with us and just be aware of the amazing sounds around you. For one, there is peace. There is a stillness. there's a spiritual ambiance with the eclectic sense of symbols representing all faiths present in the monastery garden. There are statues and chimes, wooden, metal, and crystal. There is the sound of water from the fountain and the waterfalls by the pond. There's a myriad of color and sounds coming from the insects, the wildlife, the birds singing the praises of God. And you are here in the Cathedral of God, waiting to be touched by the Father, Mother, God. In your stillness and silence, you are aware of a presence, and that presence is the Christ. He's been sat with you all along, and you've not recognized him because he hasn't uttered a word. He chose to be invisible, to see how you would react to the silence. He noticed you were fidgety and irritable and a little restless, trying to get comfortable. But then he heard your voice, "O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me." Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Christ, our teacher, and to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And then you hear someone say, "Amen," and you're startled. And the Christ reveals himself to you, and he applauds you. He applauds you for using your gift of free will and asking Father, Mother, God for help. And help is here. And whatever ails you, whatever may trouble you, the Christ invites your heart to name it, to bless it, and to release it to him and give thanks. And feel the weight, the burden being taken from you. And he says, "If you wait patiently on me, I will lead you to paradise. I will allow you see the face of God." And he places his hands, one on your head and his right hand on your heart, to make a connection with the cosmic consciousness of God and your heart, to reawaken within you the essence of all that is, and to empower you, take your power back, and reclaim your divinity as a beloved of God. Sense the peace, sense the healing touch of the Christ as he gently releases into your being the most beautiful energy of selfless love. And you're aware that you are loved. And he's saying to you, "Thank me for the very things that are troubling you. You are on the brink of rebellion, precariously close to shaking your fist in my face. You are tempted to indulge in just a little complaining about my treatment of you. But once you step over the line, torrents of rage and self-pity can sweep you away. The best protection against this indulgence is thanksgiving. It is impossible to thank me and curse me at the same time. Thanking me for trials will feel awkward and contrived at first, but if you persist, your thankful words, prayed in faith, will eventually make a difference in your heart. Thankfulness awakens you to my presence, which overshadows all your problems. Relax now. Relax. And just sense the peace and the love of your God. Relax in the stillness and allow the Christ transform you. Allow his love, release the shackles of fear and doubt and guilt, and let you experience unconditional love, that you are loved regardless, because you are a beloved of God, and nothing and no one has the right to tell you differently, because you are a creation set apart, made in the image and likeness of God. So relax now and embrace all that you are as a child of God. Relax now. Waves of love are flowing over you, and waves of angelic healing energy are flowing right into your heart as you sit in the presence of the Christ in our monastery garden. And even the birds have gathered in the cherry tree to acknowledge your gifting as a child of God, and they're singing their little hearts out, thanking God for your gift to the earth. Relax, be still, and remember that what we put out, we bring back on ourselves. So if we give out a blessing, then the universe will bless us and empower us, reclaim our divinity as a child of God. And there is no fear then. There is no fear, only love. So rest in this love, because it is a selfless love. It's an all-forgiving love, and it's unconditional. Now embrace your divinity as a beloved of God. Come home to your heart, and let your heart sing the praises of God. And now I would like to conclude, if I may, with the fourfold Franciscan blessing. May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths and superficial relationships so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep within your heart. May God bless you with holy anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you really can make a difference in this world, so that you are able, with God's grace, to do what others claim cannot be done. And the blessing of God, the Supreme Majesty and our Creator, Jesus Christ, the Incarnate Word, who is our brother, our friend, our mentor, our teacher and Saviour, and the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide, be with you this night and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of all that is sacred to you. Reclaim your divinity as one who was chosen by God, and let your light shine so that others may know that God lives within you through acts of kindness, by walking the talk and not talking the walk. Namaste, Shalom. Inshallah, Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti. Solo di Caritas. Salam Alaikum. Peace. Good night, and God bless you. And thank you for being here.